The Negotiator by Frederick Forsyth. Read by Stephen Pacey. The dream came again, just before the rain. He did not hear the rain. In his sleep, the dream possessed him. There was the clearing again, in the forest in Sicily, high above Taormina. He emerged from the forest and walked slowly towards the centre of the space, as agreed. The attaché case was in his right hand. In the middle of the clearing, he stopped, placed the case on the ground, went back 6 paces, and dropped to his knees, as agreed. The case contained 1 billion lira. It had taken 6 weeks to negotiate the child's release, quick by most precedents. Sometimes these cases went on for months. For 6 weeks he had sat beside the expert from the Carabinieri's Rome office, another Sicilian, but on the side of the angels, and had advised on tactics. The Carabinieri officer did all the talking. Finally, the release of the daughter of the Milan jeweller, snatched from the family's summer home near Kefalu Beach, had been arranged. Close to $1 million, after a start-off demand for 5 times that sum, but finally the Mafia had agreed. From the other side of the clearing, a man emerged, unshaven, rough-looking, masked, with a Lupara shotgun slung over his shoulder. He held the 10-year-old girl by one hand. She was barefoot, frightened, pale, but she looked unharmed, physically at least. The pair walked towards him. He could see the bandit's eyes staring at him through the mask, then flickering across the forest behind him. The mafioso stopped at the case, growled at the girl to stand still. She obeyed. But she stared across at her rescuer with huge, dark eyes. "Not long now, kid. Hang in there, baby." The bandit flicked through the rolls of banknotes in the case until satisfied he'd not been cheated. The tall man and the girl looked at each other. He winked. She gave a small flicker of a smile. The bandit closed the case and began to retreat, facing forward to his side of the clearing. He had reached the trees when it happened. It was not the Carabinieri man from Rome. It was the local fool. There was a clatter of rifle fire. The bandit with the case stumbled and fell. Of course, his friends were strung out through the pine trees behind him in cover. They fired back. In a second, the clearing was torn by chains of flying bullets. He screamed, "Down!" in Italian, but she did not hear, or panicked, and tried to run towards him. He came off his knees and hurled himself across the 20 feet between them.